And if you have a ball, you might throw it to me, and I'm supposed to do what?
Catch it.
Mm-hmm. Today I catch it. Yesterday I
throw it.
And I have.
Throw it.
Okay. What about if we're supposed to meet in town? If I get there first, I'll say. Well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
Wait. I'll look for you.
Okay. And what about if you have a man who's working for you, and he's not doing the work that he's supposed to? If you have to discharge him, you might say to a friend of yours, "I think I'm going to get
rid of him." Mm-hmm.
And after you've done that, he might come back to you to ask you to take him on again. He might say, "Just give me
so and so much,"
or give me another chance, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Now what about if somebody's got a smile on his face and he's got a pleasant word to say about everybody, you'd say, he seems to be in a good
mood. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about if a person really doesn't know what's going on, but he really doesn't know what's going on, but he
gets.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he acts like him?
Yeah.
What about if a boy left his best pencil out on a desk and when he came back it was gone, he'd probably say, "Well, I'll bet somebody
stole my pencil."
Okay. And what about if you're talking about something that you had forgotten about? You might say, "Well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember."
Mm-hmm. And you might say, talking about the other way around, "Well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember."
Okay. Talking about writing a person a letter, you say, I write him a letter today. Yesterday I
wrote him.
And I have
written.
Okay. And what about after you write him, you say, I expect
an answer.
Mm-hmm. And then after you write in the letter, you put it in the envelope, and you do what to the envelope?
Seal it.
And
address
it. Uh-huh. Or you say, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his
address.
Uh-huh. What about if a little boy has learned something new, maybe like he's learned how to whistle, mm-hmm. and you want to know where he learned that, you'd ask him, who?
Who learned you how to whistle?
Okay. And what about if somebody asks you if you have gone to Miami yet, and you say, "Well, no, but I pretty soon
I expect to go."
Mm-hmm. What do you call a child who's always running around telling on other children?
Tattletale.
does tattletale and gossip mean the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Gossip is for grown up and tattletale kids.
Uh-huh. What do you call these pretty things that you might have outside growing in a garden that you might cut and bring in and put in a vase?
Flower.
Uh-huh. And what do you call these things that children play with? You say he has a lot of
toys.
Have you ever heard those called play pretties?
Uh-huh. They don't know that thing along. Them are these play pretties.
Uh-huh. And what about if you have expected something to happen, or you've predicted that something's going to happen, and if, you know, for example, like the child, you predict that if he keeps on doing that, he might hurt himself, mm-hmm. and if it does happen, what might you say? Well, I just
told you so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, or I knew that it happened,
mm-hmm.
something like that, okay. What about if I have something that you need right now, you would say to me, what? Like if I have this pen and you need that pen right now, you'd say what?
Could I borrow it?
Or would you say, give me that pen,
yeah.
please? All right. So you'd say, all right, now I give it to you. Yesterday I
took it.